President Biden will welcome Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House on Tuesday. The visit comes at a critical moment as Biden's effort to secure billions more in aid for Ukraine is stuck in Congress. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez reports on Zelensky's efforts to help break through the deadlock.
President Biden has long insisted that the U.S. commitment to Ukraine would not weaken and that America would stick by Ukraine for as long as it takes. But Republican support has weakened as the war has dragged on, and the president's tone has shifted from assurances to one of more pleading.
And history's going to judge harshly those who turn their back on freedom's cause. We can't let Putin win.
President Biden has asked lawmakers for billions in extra funding for national security, including $60 billion for Ukraine. But many Republican lawmakers insist they will not vote for any more money unless it's attached to significant border security measures. Biden says Republicans are playing chicken with national security.
Frankly, I think it's stunning that we've gotten to this point in the first place. While Congress, Republicans in Congress, are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership, not just Ukraine, but beyond that.
Republicans say Democrats are not taking their demands seriously. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll keep repeating the same message about the border until he's blue in the face.
The battle is for the border. We do that first as a top priority, and we'll take care of these other obligations.
Johnson will also meet with Zelensky on Tuesday, as will other congressional leaders. Zelensky says Russian President Vladimir Putin is banking on the U.S. and other Western nations of growing tired of the war.
Russia hopes only for one thing, that next year the free world's consolidation will collapse.
His wife, Olena Zelenska, was even more explicit in an interview on BBC, calling the slowdown of aid a mortal danger.
We cannot get tired of the situation, because otherwise we will die. And if the world gets tired, they will simply let us die.
Time is running out as lawmakers are about to leave for the holidays, and the White House says they only have until the end of the year before they run out of money to support Ukraine. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.